Okay, I think we left off. Yes, I think we left off on Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara was talking about Shtar.
Can I take a sweater or something?
I'm wearing one.
The Gemara has to show whether the whether Shtar Erison has to have Ksiva Lishma or not. Okay. The Pasuk Lishma says by get because of law Lishma. Then you learn out Exer V'Shava Lola from Shichur Evik 90 is connected. It says Achuv Shala Nitan Lo. It says one is Baal Shivcha Charufa, she's like it, and he's Chai Basham Shivcha Charufa. He's Chai Basham Shivcha Beim Shoygig Beim Meizid. That's one of the four Abom Avim Alazod and Kishgog. Usually a Korban Chatas or a Kosher. Korban Oshem is only brought if the person did an Aver B'Shoygig. If did the Meizid, it doesn't get a Kapur. And one of the four who are mevim, that's a perik. Abba mevim ala zodin kishkoga. One of the four is Hashem shivcha harufa. And there's a Rambam at Pirush HaMishnayis. I think they say it's a misprint because in Kapach's new edition it's not there. In the beginning of Masechah Shabbos, for no good reason, the Rambam writes. The Rambam didn't write it. Someone stuck it into the Pirush HaMishnayis that she gets malchus, shivcha harufa gets malchus, whether she violated the aver b'shoygig or b'meizid. That's impossible. When do you ever give malchus to a person who violated an aver b'shoygig? There is no such thing. There's such a peladika. So I think Kapach writes that that's simply a mistake that doesn't appear, I think, in all the kisveyad of the Pirush HaMishnayis Rambam. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't write it. And what does he write it in the beginning of Masechus Shabbos for? The whole thing is wrong. The first Tosis in Temura has a machloikis, and the Tosis later in Temura, in the Chops, I think, where the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that Tmura is chal bein mishogig bein memezid. So Tmura is chal, whether the person realized that he's doing an aver, he didn't realize. But the question is, the one, sofik es ha'oim, the one who says harezu tachazu, the one who violates the aver of Tmura, leach lefen of leam rosa, he gets malchus bein mishogig bein memezid. So that's 2 days in Tosus. The Pashto says that it doesn't make sense. How can you give a person malchus if he violated an aver b'shogig? But the Gemara is marba from the pasuk that Tmura is chal bein mishogig bein memezid. Hoy hu smarasa yeh kodesh, that Tmura is chal, even if it's bemezid or even if it's bishogig, whichever one is the greater chiddush. But not that you get malchus bein mishogig bein memezid. Anyway, so the pasuk says by shivcha harufa lo yumsu ki lo chupasha. If she would have been chupasha, if she would have been nishtachara, if she had chuf shanita, no, she was nishtachara, and then the Jew would be mekadosh her, so then she would be a nashis ish gemura. So then they would both be chayv misa, the boil with the nevelos. But because lo chupasha, lo yimsuki, lo chupasha, so that's why he's chayv an osham, and she's chayv malka. So the pasuk says, someone is bol shivcha harufa, v'hafte lo nevdosa, o chuf shalo nitan lo. Hafte lo nevdosa means pidyon is usually bekesef, and we pass in kesef goyim abod, there's a machlekes hatanaim. If you mishachara and have a k'nai ayidei kesef, does it only cancel the kinyan mamon? Does it even cancel the kinyan isa? So we pass in kesef goyim abod. Shichra ayidei kesef, yotze l'cheres l'gamre. You don't need a shtar shichra for the kinyan isa. The kesef is mishachar both the kinyan mamon and the kinyan isa. So it says, hafte lo niftasa, she's peduya ve'ene peduya, chetze shivcha v'chetze b'ascharin, peduya in the sense of shichra ayidei kesef. What does that mean? She was not nishtachara ayide shtar. Where do you see from the phrase chuv shala nitan lo that it means shtar? That one of two ways to be mishachara and evik nani, either ayide kesev gaimabo ayide shtar. So the Gemara learns that lo la meisha. It says v'kasa lo se v'krisa by gerishin and says chuv shala nitan lo. So the word lo is exerishav lo lo. So that's how you know that pshat in that phrase chuv shala nitan lo means Shichra ayde shtar. That's how you learn out lola meisha. That just like by the getisha you need lishma. That's how you know that ishtar shichra b'knani also needs lishma. That's mishnayis in the first parak in Gittin. And that's how you also learn lola meisha that you know that b'knani is chayv mitzvus keisha. B'knani is not chayv to sit in sukkah, not chayv to lay tefillah, not chayv to wear tzitzis, because he has the same din as an isha mitzvus esish as man groma. That's a pella that the Rav David al-Karlina asks in his Sefer, Likutei Halachos. He was one of Goyinim in the beginning of the early 1900s. He was a great Goyinim, so he's bothered with this kasha. How can you establish that an Evik Nani is only Chayv and Mitzvah's Keisha? That pasuk is talking about a female, Shivcha Knainis. female shivraknaina says an isha. So of course she's having mitzvahs ki isha. Just because it says lo lo me isha, so it's megala that a shivraknaina is chayim mitzvahs ki isha. How does it prove that an evaknaina is chayim mitzvahs ki isha? He's a male. She's a female. So he works on the akash. So that's everything that you learn from lo lo me isha. So everybody knows aget isha, shtar gerishin, needs ksivah lishma. That's the Mishnais in the first paragraph. Get shtar sheikh evaknaina needs ksivah lishma also. And here by Shtar Kiddush, now is the Gemara Sofik. The Gemara says, Rishlokhi had the Sofik, Basad the Bayhod, the Pashta. It came to the conclusion that you need Ksiva Lishma, even by Shtar Kiddush as well. So we always sum it up that these are the three Shtaris that affect the change in the area of Isavahet. Usually a Shtar, let's say a Shtar Mechivas Chametz. It's relevant for Baal Yerod Bayi Matze, but the Shtar Mechivas Chametz is just selling Chametz. Or you say a shtar, you're selling karka, or your shtar is selling an Ebed Kanaini. Ebed Kanaini is hukash le karka, it's just like karka is nicknames the shtar, so Ebed Kanaini is nicknames the shtar. But the shtar mechir is Ebed Kanaini, it's just selling the didi mamanis. If the original owner had a kinyan mamanis, the kinyanis, and he sells the didi mamanis to another person, so the kinyanisa tags along, whoever is the owner of the kinyan maman is mainly the owner of the kinyanisa. But That shtar doesn't need ksiva l'shma, just because he now becomes a kinyan isha to the second owner. And the second owner is a kohen, then he can machal him truma. And the first owner was a kohen, and he sells him to a non-kohen, then he's not allowed to eat truma. So you say, the shtar mechiras evaknaini affects the change in isha v'hita? No, that's not affecting a change in isha v'hita. It affects a change in dini mamnes, who owns the evaknaini. Memela, if it belongs to me, I'm a kohen. Belongs to him, he's not a kohen. Memela, there's an effect in isha v'hita. But the shtar mechiras evaknaini doesn't make an effect, doesn't change anything directly in Isa v'Heta. But the shtar shichar evaknaini affects a change in Isa v'Heta. So these are the three shtaris. A get isha, shtar shichar evaknaini, and a shtar kiddushin are the three shtaris. If they say makash avai leitzir, the three shtaris that affect the change in the area of Isa v'Heta, so those are the three that need ksiva l'shma. And all the other shtaris are just shtari mamin, so there's no need for ksiva l'shma. I think we must have said over the kasha with the teretz from the Avne Miluim. He's bothered with the kasha. What if the only reason why he need a ksivu l'shma by ishtar shichar evaknaini is because it's affecting a change in isa deheta? That's what you're learning at lo lo meisha. What if you're mafker and evaknaini? A mafker avdos. Efker is not chal on a kinyan isa. Efker is only chal on a kinyan moment. So what's the deal if a person is mafker avdoi yotze l'cheres? The efker is chal. On the Kenyan moment, do you say that the owner who is mafke his evaknaini still retains the Kenyan Iser? And in order to free the Ebed, that it should be muta be Israelis, he should be muta be Israelis, he's mafke abd yotze lecheris b'tzor get shichur, or do you say ain't tzor get shichur? Maybe once the hefker is chal on the Kenyan moment, so mele the Kenyan Iser disappears. So that's machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. In the middle of Gittin and the Mems, where the Mafkar Abba, the Yotze Lecheris, that they both agree, Vitzorach et Shichur, ain't Zorach et Shichur. So we paskin Vitzorach et Shichur. We paskin that the Hefker is only Chal on the Kenyan Mammon, and the Kenyan Iser is still retained by the person who was Mafkarit, and he has to give Meshtah Shichur in order to cancel the Kenyan Iser. So the Avne Miluim has this famous Kasha, according to the opinion that we don't accept. Amafkar out yotze lecheres ve'ain tzorach et shichur. That whenever you cancel the kinyan moment, so the mele the kinyan isa disappears also. And it's based on the pasuk b'chalavidish miknas kesef omalta oso oz yochabo. The Gemara says, why does it say b'chalavidish? Evidish v'lo evidisha. The pasuk says if a Jewish person is chayving korban pesach and he owns an evid kanaini, he possesses an evid kanaini who didn't have a bris milah, v'chalevedish miknas kesef, I own an evid kanaini, malta also, you have to be malta, the evid, oz yachobo, then the adon, the owner, is allowed to eat the korban pesach. Kol zman, that he has a child, let's say, a man has a baby whom he wasn't mal yet, a baby's after the eighth day, wasn't mal a baby, or a man has an evid kanaini whom he wasn't mal yet, so the din is that the adon is not permitted to eat korban pesach. Milas avodav miakvasim milechel bepesach. Milas banav miakvasim milechel bepesach. So the Gemara asked on that pasuk, on that lashon b'chal, evedish, evedish v'loy evedisha. Why the din is different if it's a woman who owns an evedkanani? Should be the same thing. that if a woman owns an Ebek Naini, she wasn't Mali Ebek Naini yet, she shouldn't be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So one opinion, the Gemara says, that's what it means. Ebed Ish, only an Ebed who's possessed by a person who owns a Kinyan Mammon on him. To the exclusion of Mafker Abdo, that it's not an Ebed Ish, so there's no din of Ebed. Once there's no Kinyan Mammon because the Bailam was Mafkerit, so there isn't any Kinyan Iser. There's no Kinyan Iser either. We don't pass him like that. That's the machleg, his Rabbi Shmuel. When the mafkarata yotzil acheres v'tzor get shichur, ain't tzor get shichur. So that's what Davni Mulu, in fact, Akasha, if you would hold like that opinion, that a mafkar abdo, the hefker is only chal on the kinyan mamin. But once there's no kinyan mamin, the kinyan isa can't exist either, so it disappears. So what if the odon gives a shtar shichur to the eviknat, which was not written lishma? So let it be good for the kinyan mamin. And once the Kenyan Mammon is pakas, I mean, maybe the Kenyan Issa disappears. Just like I'm afker of the Yotze Lecheiris, and according to the way we pass from Lalocha, it's not a kash, we pass from Zoget Shichur. That just because the Kenyan Mammon disappeared, the Kenyan Issa doesn't automatically disappear. But according to the other opinion, that I'm afker of the Yotze Lecheiris, vein Zoget Shichur, so why do you ever need Lishmo by Yishtar Shichur Abiknaini? Give him a Yishtar Shichur for the Kenyan Mammon. In Shtari Mammon don't need Lishma, only Shtari Yisavet and need Lishma. Once the Kenyan Mammon is Poka, the Kenyan Issa will disappear by itself. So the Avnei Meloim gives the answer. He says, the Gemara says in Gittin that Shichur Evik Naini is always a problem. He need Venasam Biyodo. Just like he need Venasam Biyodo by the Get Isha, so he learned Ad Lola Meisha, he need Venasam Biyodo by the Shtar Shichur Evik Naini. So how is it Menasa Miyoda? There's a din that writes, Kol Mashikana Evikana Rabbo. So if the Odon gives a Shtar Shichur to the Evikanaini, it's like taking from his right hand to his left hand. The Odon never gave it out of his Rishus. Because since Yad Evik, Yad Rabbo, on the level of the Raisa, Kol Mashikana Evikana Rabbo, so when the Odon gives a Shtar Shichur to the Evikanaini, it's as if he put the Odon in his own left hand. So he never did any Sina Biyoda. So the Gemara poses the question, how does a Shtar Shichur Evik Naini ever get off the ground? If Yad Evik Yad Rabbi, so the Gemara says, you're right, Gita V'yada Boin Ke'echad. It's a Xeris HaKosav, Gita V'yada Boin Ke'echad. So the Avnei Meloim says, that Chidush HaKro, that Gita V'yada Boin Ke'echad, was only Nemra, if you wrote the Shtar Shichur to free the Kinyan Iser, with the Kinyan Mammon. But if you only wrote it to free the Kinyan Mammon and not the Kinyan Iser, that's not what the Pasuk, that's not the normal Pasuk, what it's talking about. So, because Hagavna, the Chiddush HaKrod, that you have the right to declare, Gita V'yada Boin Ke'echad, was never formulated. So that's why even the Kinyan Mammon won't be canceled. Kinyan Mammon will remain. Okay. That's the Maskanas HaGemara. Maskanas HaGemara is that there are three stars that Niksiva Lishma. The two we know from Gittin, the first parak repeated several times there. The Getisha needs Lishma, because of Lo Lishma. And you learn Lola Meisha that a Shtar Shichur Evik Naini also needs Lishma. And over here the Chiddush was that even a Shtar Kiddushin also needs Lishma. Yeah. There's a discussion there in Gittin's Mashma that the reason why Shtar Shichur Evik Naini requires Ksiva Lishma is because you learn Gzer V'Shava Lola Meisha. What do you have to learn Gzer V'Shava? How do you know that a Getisha needs Lishma? Because of the word Kasav La. Kasav La Sefer Krisa. So the word Kasav La, Lo Lishma. So here it says, Achub Shalah Nitan La. So it says law. So why don't you learn from the word law that you need Ksiva Lishma? Unless you say, no, Chub Shalah Nitan La. It talks on the Nesina. It doesn't talk on the Ksiva. By the Getish, it says, because of law. So the Ksiva needs Lishma. Here by the Shtar Shichur Evik Naini, it doesn't say because of law. It says, Chub Shalah Nitan La. So you can't say, law has the connotation of Lishma. So you have to go a step backwards. Law La Meisha. You learn Xerishova Lola Meisha to be Megala that the phrase Khuf Shalanitala means Shichur Ayde Shtar. Hub the line of Dasa means she's Paduya Vena Paduya, Chetzu Shivchav Chetz Paschorin, Ayde Kesev, because the plain Mashmas opinion is normally Stam Pinyon is Ayde Kesev. A Khuf Shalanitan law, the Mashmas of that phrase is Ayde Shtar, but it doesn't say, it doesn't say Kosav law, it says, so that's why you have to go roundabout. You learn Gzer V'Shava Lo Lo Meisha that the phrase means Shtar. Then you learn Lo Lo Meisha that it needs Ksiva L'Shma also. Then you learn Lo Lo Meisha that Evik Naini is only Chayim Mitzvah Kish. He's not Chayim Mitzvah Seser Shaz Magrama. Fine, okay. So here the Gemara has a din. Let's say there's a little village and they only have 20 Jewish couples who live in the village, and the Sefer has nothing better to do with his time. So he writes a get for each couple in case they'll come to get divorced. They'll have the get, will be all ready. So he writes a get for the first couple, for the second couple. Then someone comes 2 years later, want to get divorced, says, here I wrote a get lishma. So the Mishnah says that that's not considered lishma. It's only called lishma if the Baal did Sivei HaBaal. Baal has to authorize the Sefer to write a lishma. The Sefer writes on his own, that's not called Lishma. It's not like writing a Sefer Torah or a pair of tefillin. You have to have in mind whom you're writing the tefillin for. You write tefillin, Lishem, tefillin. You write a Sefer Torah, Lishem, Sefer Torah, and Shay. But the get has to be written. Lishma means you need Sivei HaBaal. Yeah. What's the reason why? So there's a Tosfos in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel, not where it belongs. The Gemara there is speaking a little bit about Sivei Lishma by Megillah Soita and Ksiva Lishma by Get. So there's a Tosis in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, but Tosis raises a possibility that this halacha, that without Siva HaBaal in advance, the Sefer writes on his own the Get Lishma, that's not valid Lishma. Tosis has one suggestion that it's only a Chumra Midirabana. Min HaTorah, the Sefer had nothing better to do, and he prepared 20 Gitna for all the 20 couples living in the neighborhood. Min HaTorah, it is good. That opinion on Tosis is not accepted. It's a pella how Tosis could even quote such an opinion, because the Mishnah says, Mishnah Gittin says, the end of Gittin, there's a concept of Recha Get. If a man gives his wife a get, and he says, Hareat Mugoreshis Nemani, Hareat Iat Muteris Lushum Adam. So that's not considered a valid get. That's nothing with nothing. He says, Hareat Mugoreshis Nemani, I don't want to be held responsible for Sheikh Sisvi, and I don't want to support you. But Hareat Iat Muteris Lushum Adam, but you're not allowed to marry anybody. So that's not a get. That's a joke. There's nothing with nothing. And nonetheless, the Mishnah has a din that if the husband is a Kohen, now he's not allowed to live with his wife. That's called a Recha Get. It's not a kosher get, but it smells like a get. Since it smells like a get, so it says, and the Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk. The Mishnah learns it out from the Pasuk. Isha Grusha and the Isha Lo Yikochu in Parsha Semor. It says that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. They really should have said Isha Grusha Lo Yikochu. Why does it say Isha Grusha may Isha? She's divorced from her husband. To venture then? Of course, from her husband. Who then? Isha Grusha, Lo Yikachu. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who is a Grusha. Why does it say Isha Grusha Meisha? So the Tanoi made a drasha. Afidu Lo Nizgarsha Ela Meisha. The husband divorced, he said, I don't want to be held responsible to support you anymore. No Meshach says you any Bahare. Iyat Mutaris Lushum Adam. But you're not allowed to marry anybody else. So the get is worthless, it's zero. His mamish nothing with nothing. And nonetheless, the person says, Isha Grusha Meisha Lo Yikachu. The Kohen is not allowed to marry her because that's called a Reach Haget. That's a machlekes. So Rishonim, where the Reach Haget is a din deraisa, a din derabanan. The Rambam says that it's only midirabanan. In the Magen Mishnah, it says that there are those who disagree with the Rambam who think that it's a real drasha gemura deraisa. Why did the Rambam assume that it's only an asmachta midirabanan? Simple reading of the Mishnah is that it's a din deraisa. Shagazari has a tshuva in the tshuva sachadoshas. The regular Shagasari talks about tzitzis and tefillin and davening and kriyashma. And the Shemesh Shagasari Chadosh is, he has about other topics. He has a lot about Chadosh. Has a whole contrast on Chadosh. He personally was from the big machmir in my Chadosh, like the Vilna Gaon. He was a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. And then he has other tshuvas. So he has a tshuva, and the tshuvas HaChadosh is, he talks about this machlek is the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah. So he says, who's right? So he personally thinks the Rambam is wrong. He thinks the Shagasari is right. The Shagasari thinks that the Magen Mishnah is right. That the din of Reach Haget is a real din deraisa. Why did the Rambam say that it's only an asmachta of the Rabbanim? So there's a Mishnah that says if the Sefer wrote the get without Sivei HaBaal, the Sefer had in mind for this couple, for that couple, but the husband never authorized him to write it. So the Mishnah says that that's not called Ksiva Lishma. It's only called Ksiva Lishma if the husband authorizes it. And the Pashtus is, because Ksiva Lishma by get is not the same as writing Tefillin Lishma, baking matzahs L'shem Mitzvah. You have to bake L'shem Mitzvah. According to Bishama, you have to construct the Sukkah Lishma. We pass like Basila that you don't have to, but Bishama hold you have to put the Schacha on L'shem Mitzvah. That's Lishma in Hechsher HaChefze. Lishma by get means a different thing, not Ksiva Lishma, so now the get is kosher to be given. No. Ksiva Lishma means a different word. Unlike all Shtori Mammon, that the Ksiva Sashtaris Achonas Achefze It's a preparation of the instrument with which the person is going to make a kinyan later. And the kinyan consists of tfisas bala shtar. When you give the shtar to the other party and he's holding it, that constitutes the kinyan. So by ketishan, by the shtar shichur ebeknaidim, by the shtar kiddushan, the yiniksi with the shema, it's a composite kinyan that consists of the ksiva with the nesina. Unlike all other shtars, the ksiva is the hachonas achevtze, and the kinyan consists of tfisas balashtar when the other party holds on to it. So over here by getishan, by the other two, that need ksiva lishma, the gerishan is a composite that consists of ksiva with nesina. So the Gemara says, "Ein olam begarish eish es chaver." I can't write a get to someone else's wife and divorce his wife. The husband has to divorce his wife. So since the ksiva is considered the tchilas hagerishin, so that the Baal has to authorize the sefer to write it. Taisus in Gitna Dav Chav Gimel has a famous machlokes whether when the husband authorizes the sefer to write the get, does that mean din shlichus? Shluchus shalom kamasi. Really, because of Allah's sefer kriyas, the husband has to write lishma. Because on a megarish eishes chaver, just like the nesina has to be done by the Baal or the shluchus shal Baal. So the ksiva is the beginning of the gerishin. The act of gerishin is a composite that consists of two actions, ksiva with mesira. So just like from mesiras I get, the Baal has to do it in person or appoint a shlich to do it on his behalf. So one opinion of Taisis is so too regarding the ksivas I get. Either the Baal writes the get himself, because that's how it reads in Chumash, because of Allah's Savior Kriyas Manasim the other. The Baal has to write the get himself, or he authorizes the sefer to write midin shlichus. That's a popular opinion in Taisis. Then the other opinion in Taisis is no. You only need midin shlichus for the nesina. The ksiva doesn't need midin shlichus, but you do need tzivei habal. That's why in yeshivas they coined a new expression. Tzivei habal. They don't say shlichus. In Shulchan Aruch they always talk about shlichus. The husband should be memanad the sefer as a shlich to write the get on his behalf. Then if he gives the get to the shlich, then he appoints the shliach to give the get on his behalf. And the other opinion of Taisa says you don't need shlichus for ksiva get, as ksivas I get, you just need tzivei habal. Without tzivei habal, it's not called lishma. So that's assumed to be, and the Mishnah says if the sefer wrote the get without tzivei habal in advance, then it's not even a reach I get. According to the one opinion that Taisa and Erevin and Daf Yud Gimel, that the whole need for tzivei habal is only with the rabbanon, so chumer with the rabbanon. How can they say that it's not a reach haget? It's a good get min ha-Torah. She should be a grusha asura lebaila min ha-Torah if the husband gave her such a get. So that's a pella. How can there be such an opinion? The pashtus is that the need for tzivei habal is a real din derais. Either me din shlichus or not me din shlichus, just tzivei habal. So the Gemara here has a suffix. There exists an institution of kiddushin ayde shtar. Unlike a get isha, the Baal can give the get bal korcha. It's not nice on his part that gives the get bal korcha. The Rabbeinu Gershon gave a curse, a cherem. The Rabbeinu Gershon, cherem is a curse that the Gemara says nichus into the ramach ivorim, because the word cherem is the same letters as ramach. So it's a curse the guy should drop dead because he gave his wife a get bal korcha. We mentioned more than once at the Beis Yosef quotes, it's a machlokes of Rishonim, whether the Isser is only a cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. The whole Isser against giving a get bal korcha is only an Isser de Rabbanon that Rabbeinu Gershon came up with. Or no, the Tshuvas HaRan, the regular Ran on the Rif. So the Ran has a collection of Tshuvas, a small thin sefer. So in the Tshuvas HaRan he writes that it's an Isser de Raisa. You married her, you promised to honor her. I will honor you. I will respect you. What do you mean? What kind of respect is that? He gives a get against her wishes, bal korcha. So the Ran holds that it's an isa deraisa to be megarish bal korcha, except that deraisa doesn't deserve to drop dead because he gave a get bal korcha. So that was Rabbeinu Gershom's contribution to Yiddishkeit. He gives a get bal korcha, so we give him a curse. He should drop dead for doing such a terrible avla. And most assume that not only the curse is Rabbeinu Gershon, whole Isa is only with the Rabban. And a third, there's no Isa to give a get bal korcha. So by get Isha, you don't need Daso Isha, Mikir Adin. It's an avla gedoyla to give a get bal korcha, but we're talking about the get being chal. So you don't need Daso Isha, the get should be chal. So you don't have to consult the wife in advance whether she agrees to the get. If he gives her the get bal korcha, it's going to be chal. But what about by Kiddushin? That's a machlokes. Unique Siva Lishma. And you need the consent of the chassan and the kali. You need both should agree to the marriage. If there's a lack of das or isha, so the kedushin is not chal. We had on the margin on daf base on the base in the Masoras HaShas in brackets. That's Rabbi Shai Berlin. The whole Masoras HaShas is written by Rabbi Shua Boaz, the same one that did all the work on the Ein Mishpat, the Mitzvah, the Torah, or everything is his. He's the one that did the Shilti Gibarim on the side of the Rif. So he did the original Masoras HaShas, and then whenever you have Masoras HaShas and brackets, so it says on the title page of every Masechta that the brackets were added on by Rabbi Yishaya Berlin, who lived later. Yishaya Berlin corresponded with the Nevi Yehuda. That was the 1700s. Rabbi Shua Boaz was before that. The Ramo quotes from the Rabbi Shua Boaz. He was before the Ramo's day, late 1400, early 1500s. So this is in the brackets of base and base. He quoted that there are two Rashis in two different Masechtas, one in Yevamos and one later in Kiddushin, where Rashi gives two reasons why do you need Das or Isha by Kiddushin. So one explanation was because you need Das Makna, and the wife is giving herself over to the husband, giving her hand over to the husband in marriage. And the other Rashi said because of Xeris HaKosav. V'holcha v'hoysa li'shache, v'holcha v'hoysa midaita mashma. The mashmas of the pasuk is that she picks herself up and she goes and she marries someone. Sounds like she's deciding that you need Das or Isha from that pasuk. Yeah. So whatever it is, the din is that by Kiddushin you need Das or Isha. So the Gemara raises the question, if the Pshat is you need Das or Isha, like that Rashi, because it's Das Makna, she's giving hand over in marriage to the husband. If it is like Das Makna, so just like every shtar has to be written with Das HaMizchayiv. Again, we pointed out yesterday, there are two types of shtars. There's a shtar Kinyan and a shtar Raya. So shtar raya is only good if it's written midas hamischayev. If the shtar raya is not written midas hamischayev, it's no good because mipiyam alohim picks of them. So that's the tesis in Ksubas Davchav Amud Aleph going over to Amud Beis, the famous tesis, and that's the Balamor in Yevamos Daf Lamed. They say the exact same thing, that when do you say mipiyam alohim picks of them? It's not acceptable when you say that it has a din of shtar, that it is acceptable. So if the Das HaMizchayiv, the one against whom the shtar is going to testify, authorizes the Edom to sign the shtar, then it's good, then it's called the shtar. It has to be written in Das HaMizchayiv to be called the shtar. But if it's written Sholem Das HaMizchayiv, then it's Mipiyam, Alom Piksovam, that's B'Torah Seder, so that's not acceptable. So the shtar always has to be Midas HaMizchayiv. So that's by shtar Raya. You need Das HaMizchayiv, then it should be considered Mipiyam, Alom Piksovam. What about shtar Kinyan? Shtakinya by Karka doesn't need Ksiva Lishma, so the Ksiva does need Das HaMizchayiv. For the Edom to sign that, you do need Das HaMizchayiv. The Edom can't sign the Shtar without consulting the fellow first, whether he agrees to sell the Karka. Of course they have to have Das HaMizchayiv before they sign. So that's what the Gemara comments on here on Daftes Omid Aleph. How is the Shtar Kiddushin, how does it compare to Karka's Niknes Bishtar? But who writes the Shtar? The Makna writes a Shtar. Sori Kunuya Lucha, Sori Nisun Lucha B'Matona. The Makna writes a Shtar, he gives it to the Kohen or to the Lekeach. Why? Because whenever you make a Kinyan, so the more important Das is the Das Makna. Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Daf Samaches on the base, on the first Amud in Perek Ben Sora Mor, the Tosfos really belongs on Samach Tes Amud Aleph, but the printer put it on Samach Tes Amud Beis. Okay, but so it's known Tosfos on end of Samach Tes Amud Beis, a big Tosfos, and the first Amud, the first Daf in Perek Ben Sora Mor. So Tosfos has two opinions. If I want to give a matana to a katan, if a katan picks up a mitzia, so the Mishnah says mitzia is cherusha to the katan is only gezel midirabbanan. It's not gezel minatur. Because a katan is a lab bar das, and you need das kaina. You pick up a davashal hefker, you have to have das to be kaina. That's if the kid is picking up a davashal hefker. What if somebody gives a matana to the katan? I give him a birthday present. And the child understands what ownership means. He understands the concept, so he picks up the gift, intending to acquire ownership. So would you say the katan is only kaina midirabbanan, because the katan is a lab bar das? So just like when the katan picks up a mitziah, he's only kohen midirabbanan, it's only gezel midirabbanan. So if somebody gives him a matana, it's also only gezel midirabbanan, it's not gezel midirabbanan. Or no, We pass on like the second opinion. No. When do you need das kaina? When there is no das acheres makna. When there's a dovashal hefka sitting in the street and the cotton picks it up. So then the law requires das kaina and a cotton is a la ba das. So the whole isa gezel by mitzias cotton is only going to be midirabbanim. Mitzias cheres sheit of a cotton is only gezel midirabbanim. But if somebody gives a matana to the cotton as a das acheres makna, then the cotton is kaina min atayra. That's the ikat that the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that day. Tosis has two opinions there, and Sanhedrin, Samachesim, and Beis. When someone gives a matana to the cotton, is he kaina min atayra? We only kaina min rabbanan. We paskens is kaina min atayra. Why is that? Because that's what Tosis learns off in Gemara. Whenever there's das acheres makna, then there's no need for das kaina. There's no need for the das kaina. There's such a round in the Dorm also around Daflam. And hey, the Gemara there is talking about Me'ilah Behegdash. Let's say I have a sefer at home. I thought the sefer belonged to me. And I give it as a gift to a friend of mine. So that's called Me'ilah Shel Hoitzah. The two types of Me'ilah. There's Me'ilah Shel Hanoah and Me'ilah Shel Hoitzah. There's a big thesis in Kiddushin later on Daf Nun Hey about the two different types of Me'ilah. Nun Hey and Nun Vav. There's such a famous thesis. And it's based on Mishnah, it's the Maseches Me'ilo. Ein Moel HaHamal Daf Nun Heimer Alf, that's a famous thesis. Let's say the chair belongs to Hegdash, and I'm walking a whole day long, I'm so exhausted, I sit down on a chair, I forgot that the chair is Hegdash, I thought it was my chair. So that's Mila Shel Hanor. So you have to give Kermichoy Mish and you have to bring a carbon Hashem Milas. Then there's another kind of Mila Shel Hoitzah. I thought the chair belonged to me. I thought the sefer was mine. And I give it Matana to somebody else. Then I realize after I give it Matana, it belongs to Hegdash. I had no right to give it away. So that's called Mila Shel Hoitzah. Two types of Me'ila. So let's say I thought the sefer belonged to you. And I know it's mistakenly. It really was Hegdash. I thought it's yours. I decided I'm going to steal it. So that's also called Me'ilah Shel Hoitzah. If I thought the sefer was mine and I take it home, that's not Me'ilah Shel Hoitzah. It didn't make any kinyan. But if I thought it's mine, I give it to you as a present, that's an act of Hoitzah. I thought it's yours and I'm stealing it, that's an act of Hoitzah. I'm making Shini Vishus. So that's Me'ilah of Hoitzah. So the Ran and the Dorim points out, if I have a Gemara and I give it to you, b'matana, I thought it belongs to Reuven, then turns out it belongs to Hegdash. It belongs to Hegdash. I thought that it was mine. I thought it was my Gemara and I give it to you, b'matana. So Tosa says, the Ran points out there in the door, the Gemara is beferish like this, that the one who gives it, b'matana, is Oivra Me'ila. Why don't you say the one who takes it is also Oivra Me'ila? Let's say, I thought the Gemara was yours and I decide I'm going to steal it. And then it turns out that it was Hegdash's. I did an act of Shini Vishus. I did an act of stealing, thinking I'm stealing from Reuben. It turns out I stole from Hegdash. So the one who stole is Oivram Me'ila Shel Hoitzah. And he has to bring Hashem Me'ilas. He has to pay Kerem Mechem Hashem Me'ilas. So what if I thought that the Gemara was mine and I give it to you b'matana? Why do you say that only the Noisein, the one who gave the gift, is Oivram Me'ila? Why don't you say the Mekabala Matana is also Oivram Me'ila? He didn't know that it was Hegdash. If he would have known it's Hegdash, he wouldn't have accepted the thing as a gift. And if I think I'm stealing yours and it turns out I stole Hegdash, that's Mila Shel Hoitzah on the one who's taking it for himself, one who's acquiring it. So why don't you say that when I give you a gift, I thought it's mine to give to you. It turns out that it was really Hegdash's. Had no right to give it. So why did Gemara say, only the Noisin is Moil, the Mekabel HaMatona should also be Mila? So the Ran says, no, that's the halacha. Whenever there's das makna, there's no need for das kaina. That's we pass like that opinion in Tosfos in Sanhedrin and daf samaches and beis. Whenever there's das acheres makna, there's no need for das kaina. So therefore, only the one who's nice in hamaton thought that it belonged to him and he has a right to give it. So he's doing the act of hakno. He's doing the hoitzor meshus hegdash. So he's chayv to bring Hashem me'ilas. But the person to whom I give the gift, he didn't know that it was hegdash. If he would have realized that it belongs to Hegdash, he wouldn't have taken it. But still, he didn't do the Me'ilah. He didn't do the act of Hoitzah. The act of Hoitzah is done by this Das Makna. That's the Ran in the Dharma, Daf Lamed Hei. Whenever there's Das Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. So therefore, when somebody gives a Matana, he gives a gift to someone else, and he thought it was his to give. Then it turns out that it was really Hegdash's, and he had no right to give it. So who is in violation of the Milo Shel Haitzah? The Naisen, not the Mekabel. So that's so that's the Pashtus and his Gemara and Tesam and Aleph. That the Gemara raises the question that the Shtar Kiddushin is not the same as a Shtar by Mechiras Karka. 1 minute. Shtar Kiddushin is not the same because by the Mechiras Karka, when you have Das Makne, then you don't need Das Kaine. So the Makne has to write the Shtar. Shtar, you write down your Das Makne. But by the Shtar Kiddushin, who's the Das Makne? So on the base and the brackets, In the Masaras Hashas, he quoted from the Rashi that why do you need for Kiddushin Das of Isha? Because the Isha is the Das Makna over here. So if the Isha is the Das Makna, so she should write to Shtar, she should give it to the husband. So the Gemara asked, it's not similar to a normal Shtar. If the Karka belongs to me and I want to transfer ownership to you, I'm going to sell it to you, give it to you, Mimatona, so then whenever there's Das Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. So I have to authorize the Noisen Hamatona, or the Moicher has to authorize the writing of the Shtar. If someone wants to divorce his wife, he can give the get Bal Korcha. So the whole Das Makna is the husband is giving up his wife. But when the girl gets married, the Das Uisha should be the Das Makna. So why shouldn't she write the Shtar Kiddushin and give it to the husband? She's giving herself over to the husband. So that's what the Gemara says, no, Ki Yikach. What do you mean, Ki Yikach? So Kiikach is a Gzeres HaKosov, that by Kiddushin, even though she's giving herself over in marriage to her husband, it's considered as if she's the Das Kaina, he's the Das Makna. That's what the Gemara answered. Either based on Gzeres HaKosov, Kiikach, lo Kisukach, or based on Hilchus HaGmirilo, based on Allah HaMashim Messina. So that's what the Gemara says. The whole essence of a shtar. Let's go back again. Yesterday we discussed the machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Lozer. What's the definition of a shtar kinyan? So Reb Meir's opinion is, what's the definition of shtar raya? A raya b'ksav that's written in Midas HaMischayev. So shtar kinyan means the same. If I give a girl a shtar raya, she's married to me, that causes she just became married. If I give my wife a shtar raya, that's why Reb Meir thinks Eidich HaSima karsi. You have to have Eidich HaSima that should be able to serve as a shtar raya. So when I give my wife a raya that we are divorced, this causes us to become divorced. When I give you a shtar raya that I gave you my house b'matana b'mechira, that accomplishes, that causes, that effect to change, that the kinyan is chal. So according to Reb Meir, we understand how a shtar kinyan works. By my giving you a raya that the situation has changed, that causes it to change. But we don't pass like Reb Meir. We pass like Reb Lozer. Eide mesira karsi. What does it mean? There's no need to have Eide chasima at all. So what is a shtar all about? Bishleim of the Reb Meir, we understand how it works. By my giving the girl a raya that we are married, that causes the marriage to take effect. But my giving my wife a raya that we are divorced, that causes the divorce to take effect. With the way we pass like Rab Lozer, Eide Mesira Karsi, so how does it work? What is it all about? The piece of paper is meaningless. So the answer is the piece of paper is the same as what the person says, Das Makna, but the piece of paper is Mechazek, the Das Makna. He writes down on a piece of paper, if he would have said it, Bal Peh, he say, Eira Mekach Nikta Midvarm. You can't get married just with talking. You can't get the divorce just by talking. You can't transfer ownership of Karka or Eviknani just by talking. But if I say the same thing that I would have said, Balpe, I write it on a piece of paper, no Eire Hasim at all, and I give it over to the other party, it says, Hariyat Mekudeshes, the Hariyat Mekudeshes, Mimeni, the no Hasim, so I'm not being Matvis Araya Biyarashani, but that's Mechazek my Das. It's considered a stronger Das. So basically, shtar is basically a kinyan of haknomi das. I'm mechazik the das by writing it down on a piece of paper and handing it over to you. It's the exact same das that I would say orally balped. That's not chal. If I write it down on a piece of paper and I give it, that's what Reb Lozer said. That's what it means, eidim esira karsi. In fact, there's a big machlokes. There's a sefer Imre Moshe by Reb Moshe Sokolovsky. Reb Moshe Sokolovsky had a yeshiva in Brisk. He learned by Reb Chaim. But his yeshiva had nothing to do with Rav Chaim. He had yeshiva for a younger Talmidim, a small yeshiva. He wrote two svarim. He wrote a sefer on Malachas Yontif. The title of the sefer is Malachas Yontif. It's all about Echal Nefesh, Mitoich, and Hoyel, all aspects of Echal Nefesh. Elvis told us and everything there is to discuss. That was before he learned Rav Chaim. So then he has pilpul with Bnei Yeshuas and Meginish Shleimas, all kinds of pilpul. Then after he learned Rav Chaim, then he wrote the sefer Imrei Moshe, which is a totally different style of learning. He swallowed Rav Chaim's derech, hook, line, and sinker. Everything. He picked up the whole languages like Rav Chaim, everything. Such heavy-duty terminologies. The whole sefer is totally different from the first sefer that was Kodem Matan Torah, this Lacha Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, he wrote a sefer like everybody wrote, like a Bnei Yeshua. And after he learned Rav Chaim, it was in Gansan a different style. So he, in his sefer, Imrei Moshe, he points out that there's a machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam on the one hand, against Tosfos on the other hand. Rashi and the Rambam both say that if you all like Rav Loza, the Eidim Mesira Karsi, means you don't need Eidich HaSima, means the definition of Shtar Kinyan is totally different from Shtar Raya. It's not by my giving you a Raya that the Kinyan took place, that causes it to take place. That's Reb Meir's opinion, Reb Shimon, and Reb Loza says not so. It's when I write down Biksav, this idea, the Das, that I have Das to be Mekadosh Anish, I have Das to be Megavish Anish, I have Das to give over ownership of my Karka, my Evik Naini, so Das alone, en amekech nikta midvar. But if I write it down on a piece of paper, and I give it over the piece of paper, so that's Mechasik the Das, it's a stronger Das, and then the Das does accomplish the change. So what do you need Eidim Mesir? So Rashi and the Rambam both write, oh, you need Eidim Mesir by get, because Dovah Shebi'evra needs, ain't Dovah Shebi'evra Pachas Mishnayim. In other words, Eidim Mesir Karsi is only by Shtar Kiddushin and by Shtar Gerushin. If I'm selling Karka, Rav Loza will not say Eidim Mesir Karsi. He'll say, you don't need Eidim Hasima, but you don't need Eidim Mesir either. There's no need for Eidim Mesir. Eidim Mesir is not a din in Hilchos Shtaris. Eidim Mesir is a din in Dovah Shebi'evra. In Dovah Shebi'evra Pachas Mishnayim. That's a Rashi and Gittin, the Emir Moshe quotes a Rashi and Gittin, Daf Chav Dalet, and the Rambam is also beferish like that. The Rambam says the reason why you need Eidei Mesir when you give the Shtar over, because the Dov Shebi'evra always needs to wait. That's a Lekiyam Ador, you need Eidei Lekiyam Ador. Tosfos and Gittin, Daf Dalet and Aleph, writes not so. Tosfos is Mesupik, whether by Shtar Imamin, if I want to give you ownership of the Karka, and you hold like Rav Loza that you don't need Eidei Chasima, would you require Eidei Mesira or not? So Tosfos has one opinion, yes, maybe you do need Eidei Mesira. It's not based on Dovah Shebi'evra. Eidei Mesira Kas means you need Eidei Lekiyam Ador and the Kinyan Shtar. And even the second opinion in Tosfos said that you don't need Eidei Mesira by Shtar a Mammon. Bottom line, it's the same as Rashi and the Rambam, but V'lab Mitai Mei. Tosfos is not giving the same explanation as Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and Rambam hold the whole need for Eidim Mesira, according to Rav Loza, is because it's a Dovah Shebi'evra, getting married, getting divorced is a Dovah Shebi'evra. Tosfos holds not true. Eidim Mesira Karis is a din in Shtoris. That Shtoris, all Shtar Kinyan, these Eidis Lekiyam Adover. But there's room to argue in Dini Maminis that you don't need Eidis Lekiyam Adover because you have Hados Baldin is present. Because the Gemara asked Akasha, in Kiddushin Adav Samach Vav, when they came up with that din, that Kiddushin needs Eidus Lekiyam Adover. So the Gemara says, what do you need? Actually, two Eidim watching under the chuppah, Eidus Lekiyam Adover. What if the Baal will admit later on, Hadoaz Baal Din? The husband will admit that he married the girl. The husband and the wife will both be moed on their own. So since there's a din, Hadoaz Baal Din is good, so let Hadoaz Baal Din be good Lekiyam Adover, also by the Gitmi Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, no, it's Chav Lachrini. What does it mean Chav Lachrini? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, B'Shem Rav Chaim. Chav Lachrini means that there's no concept, there's no concept of Baldin. The whole idea of Hados Baldin only applies in Didi Mamas, but the fellows of Baldin. By Gitmi Kiddushin, you can't call him a Baldin, you can call him a Baldover. We're discussing him, whether he's married to the girl or whether he got divorced from the girl. He's a Baldov, but he's not a Baldin. So the whole concept of the Hoedos Baldin doesn't apply at all. There's a different Gemara. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia in the first Perek. Let's say, Ayoyu I owe you $1,000. And I make a hidos baldin that I didn't pay you the money yet. So based on my hidos baldin that I didn't yet pay the money, you're going to come and collect from me. I have no assets. So you're going to collect from the lukuchas, those who bought the karka for me. So the Gemara says, that's a hidos baldin chav lachrini. The loiv is admitting that he still owes the money to the malva, but he doesn't have cash to pay. Hidos baldin, very nice. You make hidos baldin, so go pay him the $1,000. But you made the hidos baldin and you're broke. You have no assets at all to pay. So the whole relevance, the whole significance of the hidos baldin is going to be, this should enable the malva to, the loiv is murdered that he owes the money to the malva. This should enable the malva to collect from the lukuchas and the mekabli matana. Wise guy. It's a hidos baldin chav lachmin. He said, that's not good. So the Gemara says, Menatar, it is good. It's only a chumre midirabanan, because chashin and lekenunya. We're afraid they're in cahoots with each other. Maybe it's not really true that he still owes money. Maybe the baldin, maybe the loiv that paid the money to the malva already, and the only reason why he's admitting that he didn't pay is they should take away the karka from the lukuchas, and the two of them should split it. The loiva with the malva are going to split it together. They'll take away the karka from the lukuchas shalaikadin. So the Gemara there says in Bob Mitzir at the end of the first parak, Hidos baldin chav lachmini is good minator. It's only no good midirabbonim because chashin lekinunya. We're afraid that maybe the malva and the loiva will be in cahoots with each other to take the karka away from the lukuchas shalaikadin. But here the Gemara says, Hidos baldin chav lachmini is no good minatora. The Gemara asked the kasha, when a man is Mekadosh and Isha, and there were no Eidei Kiddushin there, so you can't prove in Bezdin that he was Mekadosher, so therefore the Kiddushin is not Chal. So the Gemara said, but Hidos Baldin should be good. Theoretically, he can prove that she's Mekadoshes, because the husband will be Moedet, that he married his wife. The husband and the wife will both come to the Bezdin, and they'll make Hidos Baldin that he married her. So the answer is, the Gemara says, Chav Lachrini. What do you mean Chav Lachrini? I'm going to say I was Mekadosher, so now it's Chav Lachmini. Other people can't marry her. Someone else may be interested in marrying her. So what do you mean? Hados Badechem Lachmini is only no good with the Rabbanim, and the Torah is good. The Achrenim has that kasha. For the Gemara in Kiddushin, Samach Vav, is Mashma, Hados Badin Chav Lachmini is no good with the Torah. The Gemara Bam Mitzia says it's only no good with the Rabbanim, because Chashinu Lekenunya. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, B'Shem Rab Chaim. It's not a steer. It's a different terminology. By Dini Mominis, if the loiva admits that he never paid the malva, that is a hidos baldin. He is the baldin. The loiva owes the money to the malva. He makes a hidos baldin as kimeu edim dummy. But the loiva doesn't have any assets to pay, and the only one we're going to collect from is going to be the lekuchas. So the Gemara says, hidos baldin chav lachmini is good min haTorah, it's no good min the rabbanu because chashin lekenunya. And if there will be a case, Hidos Baldin Chav Lachmini, and there's nothing to be concerned about the Kenunya, then we'll leave it on the Din D'Oraisa and say Hidos Baldin is good, even though Chav Lachmini. But here the Gemara in Kiddush Nav Samach Vav, the Gemara is saying the man can't be moited that he married the girl because that'll be Hidos Baldin Chav Lachmini, and someone else may want to marry the girl. So here the Gemara does mean that it's a Din Midirabban. Here the Gemara means it's no good Min HaTorah. The husband is not considered the baldin in Issa v'Heta. The husband is considered an individual person is considered a baldin. Indeed, in mominous areas, he can say hados baldin, but in davishav yerva cases, he's not a baldin. How can you call it hados baldin? It's bichlal nishkan baldin. He's a baldover. We're discussing whether he's married or not, whether he's married to her or he's married to someone else. But you can't really say that he's a baldin. So getting back again, the Gemara says on Daf Samach Vav, when you get married, when you give the kesef kedushin, you have to have edus lekiyum hadavar. Why? The kedushin is only chal if it's covered with raya. If you have no edim and it can't be proven in Bezdin that they got married, so the Kedushin is not Chal. So the Gemara says it can be proven. The Chosn Kal will come to Bezdin and they'll be moida that they got married. The Gemara says, Hados Baldin Chav Lachmini is not valid. What does it mean? The concept of Baldin, theoretically, the Gemara's kasha was you should say Hados Baldin should be good, kameid and dama, even lekiyam hadavar. Not only the bir hadavar, should even be good lekiyam hadavar. That was the Gemara's question. If a man is mekadosh and isha, and the husband, the chosan, and the kala are both watching, and they both agree that he is mekadosh her, so why not say that should substitute for the edus lekiyam hadavar? Gemara says no. Hadas baldin chav lachmin is no good benatur. What does it mean? There is no concept of baldin in the kiddushin. Baldin is only a concept in dini mamonis. So you can't say it's covered with a raisay. But what if it were a case of dini mamonis? I sell you a house. I give you a shtar kinyan. Following Rav Loza's opinion, Rav Meir would insist every shtar kinyan has to have erech hasima. If you don't have erech hasima, you never gave him a raya. And every shtar has to start off as a shtar raya. But a shtar kinyan starts off as a shtar raya by the virtue of the fact that I gave you a raya, that the house belongs to you, that causes the house now to belong to you. I gave the single girl a raya that we're married and she agreed to marry me, she consented. So I give her a shtar raya that we are married, that causes that we just became married. That's according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir is like that. According to Rav Blasi, you don't have to give any raya. So what's the halacha? You just have to give over a shtar in the presence of two edim. They need edis lekim adover. Need edis lekim adover for the kinyan shtar. So that's what Tosis raises the possibility, if I'm selling karka, or I'm selling an eved kanani, ayde shtar, perhaps Tosis and Gittin, Daol and Amanal, if a big Tosis there, Hilchus HaKerab Lozer, so Tosis writes, in principle you really do need Eidus Lekiyam Adava by shtari moment, but Lamaisi probably never need it, because you have Hoidos Baldin is good to substitute for Eidus Lekiyam Adava. In Gittin, it's a matter of, in Shtar Gittin, Shtar Kiddushin, Semravisa Veheta, so there is no concept of Baldin. There's a Baldover, but there's no Baldin, so you don't have Ados Baldin for the Kiyam Adover. It can't be established in court that he got married. But in Dini Mamanis, if I tell you a Karka in Dini Mamanis, there is a concept of Ados Baldin. If the Moicha was watching, of course he's watching. Moicha was watching when he gives over the Shtar Kinyan to the Lakeach, so it's covered with Raya of Havadoa Spaldin. So the fact that he made a Kinyan has Eidus Lakeim Adov. Not Eidus, it has Havadoa Spaldin. Kimei Eidim Dami, have Havadoa Spaldin. So that's why Tosis thinks, bottom line, the same as Rashi and the Ram, but not the same reason as Rashi. Rashi and the Ramam said that Shtori Mecher and Karkan don't need Eidich Hasima, and they don't need Eidich Mesir. You don't need Eidich Hasima. You don't need Eidich Hasima because we don't pass like Rab Meir. Rab Meir says Eidich Hasima Kar. So we don't pass like Rab Meir. But you need Eidich Mesir. So Tosis says, no, it's always covered with Eidich Mesir. Because the Gemara said, Adav Samach Vav in Kiddushin, why shouldn't every Kiddushin be good even Beinol le Beinol, based on the fact that the Maisi Kiddushin is covered with a Raya? What Raya? The Hedwas Baldin. Gemara says, you're right, but Hados Baldin is not considered a raya in the area of Isavaheta. But the Shtar Mammon is a good raya. So the Moicher HaKarka, who gives over the Shtar, theoretically he can make Hados Baldin later that he gave over the Shtar. So since the act of giving over the Shtar is theoretically covered with the raya of Hados Baldin, because the guy was watching when he gave over the Shtar, he himself was watching what he did, he knows what he did. So that should take the place of Hoidos, that should take the place of Eidus Lekiyam Adov. So again, according to Tosfos, Kinyan Shtar needs Eidus Lekiyam Adov, according to Rav Loza. According to Rav Meir, it's not that it needs Eidus Lekiyam Adov, that's a definition of a Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Kinyan means by my giving you a Shtar Raya, that the house belongs to you, that causes it to happen. According to Rav Loza, it's not that that's the nature of the king, but my giving you a raya, the house is yours, that's what caused the house to be yours. No. You don't need Eidich Hasima. There is no raya at all. When you write down what you said, Bal Peh, Sori Kunei Lucha, Sori Nesun Lucha B'Matana, I write it down, I hand it over to the other party, that's Mechazek my Das, and it makes the Das stronger. So why does Tosis require Eidim Esira there? Rashi and the Rambam say you only need Eidim Esira by Kedisha and by Shtar Kiddushin, because it's a Dovish of the Erva. Tosis thinks in principle you really should have needed Eidim Esira, even by Shtar Imamen. They said you don't need Lamaisa, because the act of the kinyan is covered with raya, not with raya seidim, but rather with raya of hadas baldin. Okay. But you see that Tesis is understanding Rav Lozer Shita that you need edus l'kiyum hadavar by the kinyan shtar. Usually we only say you only need edus l'kiyum hadavar by gitmei kedushin. How does Tesis come up with this info that a shtar kinyan always needs edus l'kiyum hadavar? Where else do you have a kinyan and mamonis that needs edus l'kiyum hadavar? We had the Ravid. The Ravid insists that kinyan chalipin of Suder needs, the Rabbi says there are two kinds of a chalipin. The Rabbi is Shitim Kubetzis and Bob Basra Daf Mem. Right, it's like that. Because the Gemara's lotion was, Kinyan Bifnei Shnaim, Ein Tzorach Laim Aksoivim. A Kinyan Suder has to be done in the presence of two witnesses. And then the Adam can write on their own, the Shtar Raya, they don't have to consult the person who gave over the ownership of his field. Because Tam Kinyan Liksiva Oimen. That's the Gemara. So the Shitim Kubetzis are not Gemara. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Suda, Kinyan Suda should be done in the presence of the two Edim. So the Shitim Kubetzis quotes the Ravid, has this fantastic Chiddush. The Ravid on the Ram also has a little bit. The Kinyan Suda requires Edus L'Kim Adav. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. Kinyan must be made in the presence of two Edim. That's one din. And then there's another din. Ben Tzach Lamek Seifel. Usually, Edim can only write a shtar if they're authorized by the Das HaMeschayev, but here it's self-understood. If he already made a Kinyan Suder, so it's self-understood that he's authorizing the Edim to write a shtar on his behalf. So that's how the Ravid read the Gemara. The Ravid says there are two kinds of chalipin. If it's chalipin, amshaveh, bishaveh, barter, amachleh, parbach, amor, something like that, and the Rabbi says you don't need Edis L'Kim Adav, but it's Chalip and Absuder, then you need Edis L'Kim Adav. So we explained in the name of Rab Chaim, why is that so? Why should you need Edis L'Kim Adav? So he explained that Kinyan Suder is not really a Kinyan that makes any sense. Because I give you a handkerchief, so therefore I acquire ownership of a house, I acquire ownership of a Knaini. Why? So it's a symbolic act that represents the fact that it's a Chalipin. Just like there's a chalipin of shavu b'shavu, machlit pora b'chamor, I have an extra po, you have an extra chamor. So machlit pora b'chamor is kaina. See here also, kinya chalipin is also is kinya chalipin of suder is also kaina. But it's really, it's not the same as machlit pora b'chamor. But kinya chalipin of suder, you're going to have to pay the mea mekach later on. I buy a $1 million building by giving a chalipa. I don't have to pay them. Of course I have to pay the $1 million. So what's accomplished by the suitor? The kinyan takes effect. But the kinyan is just das makna. That's the Baruch Be quoted name Rab Chaim. It's just pure das makna. The suitor is just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a strong das makna. So that's what Tosfos holds. It's the same by shtar. Tosfos says not only does Rab Meir require eri chasima, Rav Lozer also requires Edim Isir. Rav Lozer requires Edis L'Kiyum Adover by the Kinyan Shtar. Even by Shtar a Mammon, you should need Edis L'Kiyum Adover. And according to the one opinion of Tosfos, you don't need it because you always have Edis L'Kiyum Adover. Because you have the Hadas Badin, the guy was watching when he made the Kinyan, and he can be Moida later on that he made the Kinyan. So the Maisi Kinyan was covered with a Raya of Hadas Baldin. The Gemara had a Habamina should even, and Kiddush and Samach Vav. Gemara had a Habamina, Hadas Baldin should even be good, Lekim Adova by Kiddushin. The Gemara said, no, because Chav Lachrini means that Chav Lachrini, Adin Deraisa, that there is no Chav Lashem Baldin outside of Dini Mominus. The concept Baldin, to say Hadas Baldin, only makes sense in Dini Mominus. In Nisa the Heter, there is no such concept as Baldin. So that's what it could be, that this is the Pshat. In this Gemara, that who writes the shtar by Mechiras Karka, if you have Das Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. So who writes the shtar? The Makna. Because the shtar is just to elevate the level of Das to be Mechazik the Das. So just like Chalipin is a Kinyan of Das, Aknomi Das, shtar is also a Kinyan only of Das. Shtar is a Kinyan of Das. So that's what the Gemara says. That's why Tosfos says that just like the Ravid holds that you need Edus L'Kiyum Adover by Chalipin, because it's all a Haknomi Das, it's a symbolic act that demonstrates that there's a strong Miras Das, So to elevate the level of the das, to make it stronger, you have to have edus l'kiyum hadavar. He should express the das in public and the presence of two kosher edim. So the same is true, Tosfos holds, by all shtori kinyan. Not only by gittin kedushin, even shtori mammon, you need edus l'kiyum hadavar. And if you don't need, because you have it, because you have hadas baldin, why shouldn't you need edus l'kiyum hadavar by all shtoris? And the answer is, because shtoris, the kinyan of shtar is similar to the Rebbe's understanding of the kinyan of chalipin. It's aknoa midas. The chalipin is just a symbolic act that demonstrates the fact that there's a stronger gemiras das. So the same is true regarding shtar. Shtar, according to Rav Lozer, is just a symbolic act that demonstrates that there's a higher level of gemiras das, and therefore the kinyan can take effect with the das alone. So that's what the Gemara says. By kiddushin, the das that clinches the deal is the das habal, not the das of isha. That's how the Gemara says. Hasam inyan ikra, hocham inyan ikra. The one whose das accomplishes the kinyan, by karka, the das makna does the kinyan. There's no need for das kinyan. So the das makna authorizes the writing of the shtar mechira by karka. And by kiddushin also, since you learn from the pasuk kiyikach, kiyikach means that the das habal creates the kiddushin. You can't do a get, you can't do a kiddushi isha, Bali Daso Isha. You can't do Kiddushin Bal Korcha. But the main Das by Kiddushin is the Das Habal. The Das Habal. So that's what the Gemara considers the Das Habal is the Das Makne. So therefore he has to authorize the writing of the Shtar and he has to give it over. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara had this suffix, they need, if the get was written, if the Shtar Kiddushin was written, Lishma V'Shaloi Midaito, we didn't consult the Kala in advance. If the chassan wants to give her a ring, say Hare Mukadesh, say you don't have to consult anybody. We'll give her the ring and we'll see if she accepts it. She's Mukadesh. If it doesn't accept, it's not Mukadesh. But it's going to be Mikadosh of Ishtar, and the Ishtar has to be written Lishma, and Lishma means Das Makna. So that's the Gemara's Mesupik. So by get the Isha, you don't need Das Isha for the get. So you don't have to consult the Isha in advance before you write the get. You don't have to consult the Isha when you give the get. So of course, no need to consult the Isha when you write the get. But that's the Shaila. By Kiddushin, you cannot be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Korcha. So you need Dasu Isha for Kiddushin. So true, we said in Amen Aleph, who writes the Shtar and gives it to the other party? It should have made more sense that the Kala should write the Shtar, give it to the Chassan, because she's the Das Makna. So Gemara says, no. Hasa Minyana Dikra, Vahacha Minyana Dikra, Hida Minyana Dikra, because of Xeris Akasa, whatever. No. Over here by Kiddushin, we say that the Baal is the soul das makne, and the Baal writes the get. The Isha doesn't, you have to decide who writes the get, who writes the Shtar Kiddushin to give it to the other party. Gemara thought, let the Isha write. She's giving herself over to in marriage to the husband. Gemara says, no, the person says, ki ikach, the das achasin creates the Kiddushin. But still, you have to, so the Gemara has now machlekes, can you consider it ksiva lishma if the both parties weren't consulted in advance? By the Getisha, you don't have to consult the Isha for the Nesina. You can go to Nesina Bal Korcha. But by Kiddushin, you can't do Kiddushin Bal Korcha. You need Eino Isha Miskadesh Yisrael Midaito. She has to agree. So that's the Shaila. Midaito, so therefore, the Zofer cannot write Lishma before he gets authorization from the Isha. Just like if the Zofer writes a Get or a Shtar Kiddushin without being authorized, without Sibei Habal, so it's called a lack of Lishma. Why is a lack of Lishma? Lishma means that this is there's already Das Makna here, and this is already the Tchilas HaGerish, and this is Tchilas HaKiddush. So that's the Shaila. Ein Isha Miskadeshes Bali Daita. So you need Das HaIsha. So maybe it's not sufficient if you have Das HaIsha, that's a Vipaskin. It's not sufficient if you have Das HaIsha at the time that you give the Shtar Kiddush to the Isha. The Shtar had to be written Lishma. Lishma means the beginning of the Das Gerishin. The beginning of the Das Kiddush, and you do need Das Isha for the Das HaKiddush. So that's why we pass in Halacha that Kosovo Lishma, Vishaloi Midaito, the Shtar Kiddush was written Al Das to be Mekadosh and Isha with it. But we didn't consult her in advance. She thought he's going to marry her. He sent out invitations. She thought he's going to marry her by giving her a ring. All of her girlfriends got married. Haryam Mekadosh B'Tabazu. All of a sudden, the husband surprises her. He has a Shtar Kiddushin that he authorized the Edom to write Lishma, but she never authorized it. So that's, we pass on the halacha that that's no good. Since you need Das Isha for the Kiddushin, you can't consider the Shtar Kiddushin that was written without authorization. The Isha can't consider that Lishma, because you need Das Isha. I understand why the other opinion is not so. I understand, Igmar says there was a Machloikis. Kosu Lishma B'Shalom Hidaito. You have to consult the Isha, the color, in advance before the Sefer writes the Shtar Kiddushin. Is it necessary to consult in advance? Louis Paskin, yes. I can understand the other Shita. Why not? Because true, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Korcho. But that's what we learned out from the Pasuk on Amanal. Ki Yikach Velo Kisi Lokach. That the Das HaBal is the Das Makne. The Isha by Kiddushin, the Ran of the Miluim, every 50 pages quotes this Ran in the Dorim. I think it's the Ran Adav Chavtes, Adav Lamed, where the Ran has his Loshen. The Das Isha by Kiddushin is like she's mafka herself, and once she's mufker, then she's open for grabs. So the Chosin says, Hare Mukadashi, the Chosin does the whole Kiddushin. Not that the Das Isha has a positive chalois to create the Kiddushin. No, the Das HaBal does the whole Kiddushin. But you can't Mekadosh and Isha Bal Korcho, so the Isha consents to marry him, so she's like mafkeres hasatzma to the public. If it'll be the right guy, then the right guy comes along and says, Ariyam Kodeshusli, he does the whole Kedushin on his own. So I can understand, based on that, the Isha is Mavkeres HaSatzma, and then the Chosin does the Almighty Kedushin, so the Isha is totally passive. So you shouldn't need to consult the Isha before you write the Shtar Kedushin, that in order that it should be Lishma. You should only have, Lishma means that Chilus HaKinyin. Lishma by get means that this is Chilus HaGerishin. When you write a get lishma, that's tchilas agirish. Bishama, I rub the opinion that if I wrote a get for my wife, I never gave it to her. She's already a recha get. She's asur lebaila. In the end of gitnan, it pays. We don't paskin like Bishama. We paskin even if he gave the get ala tanai, and there was bit la tanai, and the whole get is not chal. So even that's not a recha get. But Bishama's opinion was we don't paskin like Bishama's opinion. Once the husband wrote a get lishma for the wife, that's already tchilas agerishin, because that's what it means, ksiva lishma. The ksiva with the nesina together create the kinyan of the gerishin. So if the ksiva was lishma, it's already tchilas agerishin, but that's already a reach aget. So true, we don't paskin like the Beishamai. But that's the idea behind ksiva lishma. That's why you need ksiva habal, that it should be considered ksiva lishma. If the Ba'al doesn't authorize the Sefer to write the get, how can he say the Ksivas HaGet was the Trilas HaGerishin? Ain't on the Megarish Eshes Chaveiro. I can't divorce someone else's wife. What do you mean? I wrote the get on my own. I'm the Sefer. I wrote on my own on behalf of the couple. The husband has to divorce the get wife. So the husband has to authorize the Sefer, either Shlichas or without Shlichas, Tziva Ba'al. The husband has to authorize the Sefer that he wants him to write the get for him. If he doesn't authorize it, it's not called Ksiv Lishma. So I would have said, like the other mandara, that the Shtar Kiddushin of the Isha has to, you need Das Isha for Kiddushin. I would have said, Kos for Lishma v'shalom Yidaito should be good. How can you say that you need, just like you need Ksiv HaBal by get, you need Ksiv HaYisha, by Shtar Kiddushin, that's a violation of Kiikach, v'lo Kisi Lokach. That's what Davna Milom always quotes that rod in the dorm. The Isha is Mafkeres as Hatzma. She's Mafkeres, and then the whole act of Kiddushin is done by the Baal, done by the husband. So what? That was the whole gist of what it said in Aman Aleph. Why is the Shtar Kiddushin different from the Shtar Mechir by Karka? So the answer was, Hachaminon Edikro, v'Hachaminon Edikro. By Mominus, the Das Makna does the whole Kinyan, then there's no need for Das Kaina. And by Gitme Kiddushin, the Das HaBal is called the Das Machna, both on the Kiddushin and on the Gerishin. So if they would have given me authorization to express my opinion, I would have said not like that. I would have said, Kos for the Shmav Shalom Yidaito should be good. We don't pass like that. We pass from Kos for the Shmav Shalom Yidaito is no good. You have to consult the Isha in advance. So you have to say, but the Ran had that famous line that the Avdim Eloy made famous, that the Isha is Mafkeres HaSatzma. Yeah, after you write the Shtar Kiddushin, then the Isha is Mafkeres HaSatzma. But it doesn't get off the ground. It's not considered writing a Shtar Kiddushin if it wasn't written Midas or Isha Midas HaBal. The Chosin and the Kala both have to authorize the Sefer to write the Shtar Kiddushin. Okay. As I say, I would have voted for the other opinion. So this is a very important Gemara. Then we left out at Amun Aleph. The Ramban has an interesting comment. I think one of the questions that he asked on the Bechina was on this on this topic. Let's say, in a normal shtar, raya, so it says, Anan Sahadi, we attest to the fact that Reuben sold his karka to Shimon for $5 million. And Shimon made a kinyan on the karka and it belongs to him. So the Edom sign on the bottom. And it says, Anan Sahadi, we the undersigned testify. So the old Gerson, the Riv in Gittin, was that the text of the get has the word Eich. Means, even if it doesn't say the first two words, Anan Sahadi, but it says, let's say the wedding was on Sunday, Becha, B'Shabbos, whatever, and it says, Eich Shahachosen, Shabbachar Amalal Ado Besilta Habas Leli Into. And Eich means that we are writing Baloshen Edim. We, the undersigned, are testifying that the Chassan married the Kala and so on. So that on the side of the Rif, we mentioned this, we went through it, on the side of the Rif, the Shulchan Gibarim in the end of Gittin, on Daf Pei Vav, when the Mishnah gives you, finally Mishnah gives you after 85 blot, on Daf Pei Vav, it tells you finally what is the text that they get. And then the Avidlich Minoy, etc. So finally the Mishnah gives you the text. So the Rif gives you the full text that he get. And the Rif's Girs is Anan Sahadi Heich. The get is written Meloshen Ha'edim. So the Shulchan Gibarim on this side tells you to look in the Rush. The Rush says that that's a misprint. That's a Tos Sefer in the Rif. The get cannot be written Meloshen Ha'edim. Anan Sahadi Heich. We testify that the Chosen got married. Has to say Ani Mekadesh Osoch. Has to be written Meloshen Ha'bal, not Meloshen Ha'edim. So we said, what if the a get has to be written Meloshen Ha'bal, Meloshen Noichach to the wife? I'm divorcing you. What if the wife is not going to come to accept the get in person? The wife is going to send her brother. And they know in advance, the wife is going to send the brother to pick up the get. So should you write in the get, I'm hereby divorcing your sister, and I give over the get to the brother who came from Alaska, came in Merchakim, in order to do his sister a favor to be Mekabel again? Or does it have to write in the get, I'm divorcing you? So the old Girsa in the Rif says, you write Anan Sahadi Heich, we testify that, and you did Beloshen Edim, and you explain that your sister, I just divorced your sister, I just married your sister, since you're giving it to the brother of the Kala, and the get should be written Beloshen Edim, so I should say, we are testifying that he divorced your sister. So the Rosh says the Ran in Kiddushin says that that's not the Ran in Gittin writes that that's not correct. Just like the Rosh corrected the Rif that the get should be written Beloshen Habal, I am divorcing you. So it cannot be written Beloshen Edim. He can't write it Beloshen Edim. I'm divorcing your sister. When he gives the get palpet to the wife's brother, the brother is the shlech lekabalos aget. Then he says, I'm hereby divorcing your sister. That's what he says palpet. But the text of the get has to be written, I'm divorcing you. Shouldn't say I'm divorcing your sister, because he knows that the girl's brother is going to serve as the shliach lekabalos aget. So the Ran and the Rif on Gittin had a chiddush that when you have a Naira HaMorosa, the get can either be given, he v'yavi mekabel mezgita. Machlegs are b'yudin hachachamim in the Mishnah. So you paskin, either the husband give the get directly to the wife, or the husband gives the get to the father. If she's a Naira HaMorosa, and she's still b'shus avi, if she's ready in the sua, she's not b'shus avi, and if she's a bogeres, but she's still a Naira HaMorasa, she's still b'shus aviyah, then he the Aliyah Mekabla's Gita. So the Ran had the Chiddush, based on a Gemara later in Kiddushin and the Mems, that even if you're divorcing the girl by giving the get directly to the girl is not the Bailam on the Gerushin, the father is the Bailam. So you always have to write Hare Bitech Megureshes Mimeni. If I write Hare At Megureshes Mimeni, that's no good, because the get has to be written between the husband and the one who's the Balaget, the one who's kind of the get. The Kainaget is the girl's father, not the girl herself, it's the girl's father. So that's according to the Ran, that the Ran and the Rosh said, the get always has to be written, Loshen Noichach, Loshen Abal, I'm divorcing you. So here it says, if he writes, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, Omer Rav Nachman, Kosev Lo, Al Haniyor, Valach Eres, Bitech Mekudeshes Li, Bitech Mereses Li, Bitech Li Into. That's how you write, Bitech Mereses Li. Or should you write, it depends whom you give it to. If you give the get to the girl, you should write, Hare At Mereses Li. If you give it to the father, you should write, Hare Bitech Mereses Li. So, one would have said, according to that Ran, just like a shtar, a get has to be written, Meloshen Abba, Meloshen Noichach, Hare At Megureshes. You don't write Hare Bitech. I said it wrong. Just like a get, the get is, he ve'evim kabnas get. You can either give the get to the father, give the get to the Nair Hamarasa. So the Ran says, even if you give it to the Nair Hamarasa, you don't write Hare At Megureshes Memeni, you write Hare Bitech Megureshes Memeni, because the Das Bailim, the Das Makna by the get, by the married woman, is the father, not the girl. That's what we said. The Gemara says later, the girl cannot appoint a shlich. The father can appoint a shlich to be mekabel get on his behalf. The girl, the daughter, cannot appoint a shlich. Why? The Chachamim really agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Ein shtei adayim zeches ke'echad. And they really should have agreed with Rabbi Yehuda all the way that the get has to be given to the Baal. You can't give the get to the girl herself. But Yodi Seris Achle Rachmona, there's a pasuk that's marbe, that if the get is given to the girl, it's also good. But the girl is not really the bailam on the kabbalas get. The sole bailam on the kabbalas get is the father. So the Ran says the get has to always be written b'loshen noichach to the balakinyan. It has to say hare bitech mugareshes memeni. If it says Hare At Mugur, I give the get to my wife directly, and I say Balpeh Hare At Mugureshes. But if it says there Hare At, that won't be any good, because the wife, the Chachamim really agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Ein shtei adayim zeches ke'echad, and a get has to be written Baloshen Noichach Baloshen Abal. I'm divorcing your daughter, because the father is the Baal, not the daughter. The daughter is not the Baal Abbas. The daughter cannot appoint a shliach by the Kabbalah again. The daughter is not Baal Abbas. So the Pashta says, when the Gemara says, V'yomar Rav Nachman, V'yomar Rav, V'yomar Rav Nachman, Kosev Allah, N'yor HaCheres, HaReyat Mugodesh, HaReyat Mugodesh Esli, what do you say? Bitech Mugodesh Esli is good. So the simple mashmos of the Gemara is, Bitech Mugodesh Esli, even if he gives the shtar kiddushin to the girl in person, it still has to say bitach mukadesh esli. Why? Because the girl, let's say the father says tibikab lekiddushayach. It's a gemara later in the first pair. The father authorizes the daughter. If you want, you can make mekabel your own kiddushin. But then when she's mekabel kiddushin, it's not b'torah. She's an independent yad. That was the gemara we had. She can't appoint a shliach for the kabbalas aget or for the kabbalas kiddushin. The father is the bailim on the whole thing. Rabbi Yudis Takarayda, Ein Shtei Adayim Zeches Ke'echad. The father is the Balaam, yeah. So then the Ran would say that the Shtar Kiddushin always has to say, Hare Bitech Mukodeshesli. Can't say Hareyat Mukodesh. You can say Baal Peh, if you give the Shtar Kiddushin to the girl directly, and the father said, Tzivi Kabla Kiddushach. So Baal Peh, you can say Hareyat Mukodeshesli, but you can't write that as the text in the Shtar Kiddushin. Shtar Kiddushin has to be written, Meloshen Abba, Meloshen Noichach, Hare Bitech Mekudeshesli, even though the father is not going to stay up so late. He's not going to be Mekabel the Shtar Kiddushin. The father tells the daughter, Tziva Kabla Kiddushach, daughter's going to accept her own Shtar Kiddush. Yeah, so that's according to the Ran. And the Ramban writes on this daf, he disagrees. He says, no. Why should he write, Hare Bitech Mukudeshusli, if you're giving the Shtar Kiddush directly to the girl? When do you have the right to give it directly to the girl? If the father said, Tziva Kabla Kiddushach. So he says, shouldn't say, Hare Bitech Mukudeshusli. Then it should say, Hariat. It should say in the text of the Shtar Kiddushin, Hariat Mukudeshusli, not Hare Bitech Mukudeshusli. So that's a machlokes I saw in the fancy new Rambans on Kiddushin that they have from Eretz Yisrael. So in the footnotes on the bottom, they point out that this is a machlokes, the Ran and the Ramban. Ramban says that the Loshon HaGemara, Hare Bitech Mukudeshusli, is only if you're giving the Shtar Kiddushin to the father. If you're giving it to the girl directly, so instead of saying Hare Bitech Mukudeshus, you should write Hareyat Mukudeshus. And the Ran and Gitna would say not so. Ran and Gitna holds that a get and the Kedushin has to be written Beloshen Neuchach between the husband and the Bailam on the Kedushin. The Bailam is the father, not the girl herself. So that Ramban on Daftes doesn't agree with that Ran that we spoke about. The Ran we asked on the Pchina. So that's the Ran on this Gemara. Yes, how do we pass in La Loche? Again, there was a machlokes. Is it valid? The Shtar Kiddushim was written Lishma, but Shalom Idaito. She didn't authorize the Sefer to write by a get. It's not called Lishma unless the husband authorizes. Without Tzivah Baal, it's not called Lishma. By Shtar Kiddushim, that was the machlokes. Maybe since the Isha is Mafkeres is Hatzma, and Kiikach Velo Kisukach, she's supposed to be passive. So then you don't need her. You don't need to consult her in advance. So that was machlokes. So the Gemara asked Akasha, isn't there a beferisha right that we possibly do have to consult her? Ksova d'shma v'shalom midaita is not valid. It has to be midaita. So the Gemara said, isn't it a beferisha braisa? It says you can only write the shtore kiddushin midas or isha midas habal midash neim. Meisvei, that's the first wide line on Tesamid base. Meisvei fegemar. And because from story, Erisin, Vinisuin, Ela, Midash, Neim. It befares, you have to consult. So the Gemara says, wrong. The Gemara says, that's talking about story psikosa. Story psikosa is not story Erisin. Story psikosa means the boy's parents make an arranged shidduch with the girl's parents. They make up that it's a good idea. And they say, but the children are very young. They have to finish college first. So how much do you commit yourself to support your daughter for? And how much do I commit myself to support my son for? So they'll have enough to live on for the next 5 years. And then by then, my son will get a job. And then the marriage will be wonderful. Yeah. So the Gemara says, that's called shtori psikosa. Kamatanansi lebincha, kamatanansi lebitcha. So then the din is, he can only write him Midash Neim, because the both parties are accepting upon themselves a commitment to support the couple for a couple of years. So that's a hischaivis, Midas HaBaal, Midas the parents of the Baal, Midas the parents of the Kala. So that he can only write Shtori Psikosa, Midash Neim. That's a double poshut like that. Yeah. So this din, that's a shah, this din, is this a big chiddush? Usually we say there is no such thing. You can't be makna karka metaltalim just bedibur bedvarim, and you can't create a hischaivus just bedvarim. The Rambam had a different shita. The Rambam held that you can make a hischaivus bedvarim, can't be makna a concrete bien with only dibur, with an oral declaration. But the Rambam held you can't create his chayvus. But according to the most of the Rishonim, cannot create his chayvus at all, b'dibur, unless he made a ma'aseh kinyus. Here the Gemara says that this is from the Dvarim Haniknim Amira. So what kind of a din is that? There's such a thing as Dvarim Haniknim Amira. So here there's a question exactly what the nature of the din is. So Rav, the Chazon Ish was a son of a big Talmid Chacham. And every so often he quotes his father. So he quotes a long quotation from his father that even though kinyonim, to transfer ownership of karka metaltalim, you always need a maisi kinyon. That's the first line in the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Ein amekech nikneh bidvarim, just by an oral declaration. So the Chazanish's father says, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has rayas, a lot of them are the same, and there's a Rashash in the first Perek in Bechoris on this, that if there's a very strong gemiris das, that he really wants to be makna his property, so then Halacha says that you can be makna without any need for a maisikin. So some say that's the vort over here, dvarim hanikneh ma'amira. The couple is relying on the parents. The parents said they're going to support them for the first 5 years. So the boy's parents said, we commit for $20,000 a year for the next first 5 years of marriage. And the girl's parents committed to $20,000 a year. So the boy and the girl, the couple, will have income, $40,000 a year. So that's a strong gemiras das that they really needed. So then you say, the mekach is chal b'das alone. Mekach is chal b'dvarim alone. Yeah, that's the way you usually learn Pashup Shat over here. Dorm Haniknam Amir. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik suggested you can learn differently. It doesn't. There are other Gemaras that perhaps indicate this. The Rashash has, and the Chazanish's father has, and Moshe has other Gemaras. This Gemara doesn't necessarily mean like that. This Gemara could be based on a different din, that if there's a din, Nasa Maisa Al Piv. I say, if you paint my house, I'll pay you $7,000 for the whole job. And you agree? And then you paint the house. And then you say you want to get paid. And I say, we never made a kinyan. We never made a hischaivus on that. What do you mean? Nasa maisa al piv. If you wouldn't have believed that I'm going to pay you $7,000, you would not have painted the house. It's nasa maisa al piv based on my haftoche, that if you'll paint the house, you do a decent job. I'll pay you the $7,000. I've never have done the Maisa. So that's a ritva in Bava Metzia. There's a Gemara about Zul Shvot. The Gemara tells a story. I have barrels of wine. And I say, here, there's so many wine companies in New York, they can't charge so much for the wine because there's so much competition. There's more supply than there is demand. I can't charge so much. I tell you, go to Oklahoma. You have a truck, go to Oklahoma, take all the barrels of wine, sell it over there for $20 a barrel. They don't have kosher wine in Oklahoma. So if you'll go there, you'll go to Zul Shvot and sell it. And the guy says, fine, if I don't go to Zul Shvot and I don't sell your wine, I accept upon myself to pay you the hefsid mamon. So the Gemara says that the guy has to pay. Why? So the Ritva says, that was Nasa Maisal Piv. I gave you the wine and we loaded it on your truck that you should take it. If I would have known that, let's say, I agreed, if you'll paint the house, I'll pay you $7,000. So I led you on and you go and you paint the house. It takes 3 weeks to paint my house. And after 3 weeks, you want to get paid the $7,000. So why am I mechuyev to pay you? Because nasa maisa al piv, you went and did it. You did the work based on my haftocha. So here also, you agreed that you're going to drive your truck to Oklahoma and sell all the barrels of wine. Then I release all the barrels, I give it to you. If I would have known you're not going to sell the barrels, I would never have given it to you. I would sell the wine myself. What am I going to do with so much wine? I have to sell it. And you sell it in New York, you know, you get bupkis. There's so many competitors who are selling kosher wine. So I asked you, sell in Oklahoma, and that's Nasa Maisal Piv. So the Ritva and Bob Metzia has this big yisoid. For the Maisa of Zul Shvot, you see that's halacha. Whenever I lead someone on to do a Maisa that normally he would not have done, not for the fact that I promised I'm going to pay him. I say, if you paint my apartment, I'll pay you $7,000, and you go and spend 3 weeks painting the apartment. So that's a din of Shechivas Poelim. Here also I say, I'll give you all these barrels of wine on the understanding that you're going to go to Oklahoma and sell it there. If you don't go to sell it, I would never have given you the wine. So whatever you have, a haftocha of paying an amount of money, and the other party to whom he promised it was Osa Maisal Piv, he acted upon that. So that's the Ritvoz Yisoy. Whenever you have an Osa Maisal Piv, then there's this strong Gemiras Das. Doesn't necessarily indicate like the Rashash, like the Chazon Ish's father, and like Rav Moshe, that whenever there's a strong mirizas, the kinyan is chal without any ma'aseh kinyan. Could be only if nasa ma'aseh al piv. Could be it's a different word. Nasa ma'aseh al piv. Yes.
According to the Rishonim, we understand the din of Arev, that there could be a chiyuv created on an Arev even if the person is not giving money to a bendas. Just somebody says zrok money liyam, there could be a din of Arev. Is that also based on the same sort of nasa masal piv? That's how this type is created.
Could be that nasa masal piv makes a chiyuv to pay mammon. Makes a chiyuv to pay mammon. Here you're trying to say midin orev, so he's kind of ishus, he's kind of kiddushin. I mean, zark mana layam, and the guy throws it into the yam. So that would be nasa maisal piv. That would be good to be kind of his chayvus. So whatever is good to be kind of his chayvus would be good to be kind of ishus also. Yeah, zark mana layam is midin hanor kikesef. Yeah. That's a myself piv. Also the same thing. Could be. Could be that's the din. Okay. Not such a difficult gemara. Very good. So maybe Bulinetta tomorrow will learn the same thing is acceptable. About a 7:45 tomorrow.
Yes.
Quarter to 1, haste is your time. Okay, Bulinetta. Very good. Thank you. Have a nice day. How do I turn this off? I'm not sure. How do I turn this off?
The middle button, Rebbe. Push the middle button twice.
Middle button twice?